gate 17, now arriving gate 12. This is the final boarding call for TWA flight number 716. This is the final boarding call
for Sachi.
TWA flight number
716. Here you go. Where to?
Willow Point Falls, please.
You got it. You know, my wife's going to have a fit when I tell her you were in my cab. Because she reads everything. She reads all the time. She read your last book. What do you call that? A Fog in the Night?
Right.
Scared the living daylights out. I told her, take it easy. It's just a story. I hear they're going to make a movie out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. Small town boy makes good, right? So tell me. What's it like living in Los Angeles?
It's different.
Yeah.
Would you pull in here for a minute, please?
You don't really believe all that spooky stuff you write about, do you?
Willow Point Falls was just like any other small town. At least, that's the way it seemed to me.
I come in this morning. If you won't care. Come on, will you? Come on, come on. I'm coming. What are you doing here?
The city was 25 miles southwest of town, and on a clear day, you could see the skyscrapers reaching for the clouds. It was Halloween, 1962. That was the year she came into my life, and Willow Point would never be the same.
Oh,
Frankie, where are you going?
To school.
Why you no eat something?
I'm not hungry.
Stupid joke. Frankie? Don't you want to take this with you?
Thanks, Dad.
Hey.
Bye, Dad.
You've got the prettiest brown eyes.
Look at Father. Come on. Get up. Get up.
Silence.
See you, Grandpa. Charlie!
Go easy on him, Ma.
For sure. Carabino. Ma che sta fumando? Sta fumando? Ma dove ha pigliato quella sigaretta? Il dottore ha detto di non fumare e quello continua a fumare. Sti imbecille, faccio vedere, When you get those cigarettes?
What's a cigarette? Ma che dici? Che stai dicendo? Ma sempre la stessa cosa, come fare questa firma? Non ne capisci più, madonna mia. Assunta, aiuto me, I am on fire. Vieni qua, mi stai bruciando tutto, mi stai bruciando.
Oh, mamma mia.
I am on fire, vieni qua.
Joseph, sorry, Frankie.
What are you trying to do? Kill me? And don't swear.
Mingya, don't be such a holy roller. Are you hurt?
What's that look like? Ketchup?
Look, don't tell Dad. He'll kill me.
Good, then maybe I get to live a normal life. I won't tell Dad.
buy some toilet paper and soap. It's Halloween. I got a reputation to live up to.
Scarlatti has written a new story especially for this occasion. Frankie?
The Beast That Destroyed London by Frankie Scarlatti.
Be quiet.
Once upon a time, in a city called London, a horrible sea monster terrified the citizens just because he wanted to. One day, the pre-hysterical beast rose from the watery depths, covered with seaweed, and began to swallow the London citizens by the dozen.
Did he brush with crest to prevent cavities?
Be quiet, Donald.
The London Bridge crumpled under the monster's huge lizard feet. Citizens were trampled on by the hundreds. And if I told you what that looked like, you'd probably throw up. But just when everyone had given up, thrown in the towel and really become depressed, a miracle occurred. The ground began to open up, and the monster, who weighed at least 1,000,000 tons, sank into the huge hole, eaten up by the only thing bigger than him, the earth. And the depressed citizens of London applauded and cheered, and there was nothing to be frightened about anymore. That is, of course, unless the monster had a baby. But that's impossible. Or is it?
Thank you, Frankie, for that very unusual story.
And now, people, you may go to the cloakroom to get your coats. Alphabetically, A through E, please. And have a safe and happy Halloween.
All right. All right.
Hey, what are you doing? That's Frankie's cap.
Duh.
Now we'll see how brave Frankie really is.
Oh, and remember to dress warmly on Monday. They're installing a new furnace, and we may be without heat for a while.
Yeah, don't trick or treat tonight.
story, Frankie.
Thanks.
I wish I was as weird as you.
Lowry said, since they got to come all the way from Nebraska, it'll probably be after Thanksgiving.
Well, Mr. Lowry's certainly been a postman long enough to know.
Yeah, I had to sell 24 boxes. It was hard, but luckily, my dad bought the last 10.
Frankie, you should be very proud of yourself. You're a very enterprising young man for your age, and that's very unusual.
I know.
Thank you, Frankie. And say hello to your father for me. Ask him to call me sometime. I'm in the book. It's under Grace. Grace Ladella, page 39. Would you like me to write that down for you?
No. That's okay. I'll tell him.
Hey, Frankie!
Okay, here he comes. Look, just do what I told you.
Let me do the talking.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Frankie. That's an okay story.
Real cool, man.
Jeez, it's getting colder than a witch's tit out here.
Yeah, cold enough to snow, I'll bet. Hey, Frankie, ain't you got something to keep your head warm?
Yeah, my dad bought me this new ski cap, and...
Oh, no. Well, what's the matter?
I must have lost it.
What do you mean?
I put it in my pocket, now it's gone.
It probably fell out in the cloakroom. How much you want to bet?
I'm going home.
Hey, where's he going?
I don't know.
Wait a minute! Frankie, where are you going? What about your hat?
I'll get it tomorrow. I can't go back in there now. Miss Adele already left.
So what? The door's still open. Besides, if William's a janitor gets it, he might give it to one of those nigger kids he's got.
The word is Negro, Donald.
Sorry, Negro, Donald. Forgot that you're in love with one. I mean, that's what she looks like to me with all that Brillo hair.
Whose hair?
Oh, wow. Who do you think, lover boy? Mary Ellen Pale. Gee, wish I were in love.
Mm. I'm gonna get my cap.
Donald, get up here.
Wait, come on. Where'd he go?
He went back in the room.
Come on.
Thank you.
St. Andrews were soothingly familiar, even in those unfamiliar surroundings. And it wasn't long before I drifted to sleep, comforted by their ancient voices. And I began to dream. I dreamt of my mother's funeral.
Dinner almost ready?
Yeah, Mom, I'm hungry.
Okay, just a minute, guys.
Show me your stuff.
There you are. Come over here, you. Look at this, it's finished. Try it on. Here. Let's see. You look very handsome.
Don't leave.
How could I ever leave you?
Eve, and I, still locked behind the cloakroom door, suddenly felt a wind sweep through the darkness, chilling me to the bone.
Where is it? Where's my present? Where did you hide it this time? Of course I know who gave me this dress. You did. I know your favorite song, too. Have you ever seen a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Because you're always singing it, that's how I know. Did you ever see a dream?
Who are you?
Mom, don't hurt him. Mom?
in. My friends locked me in after school. And...
The heart sound was fading, becoming faint, more distant. I was dying. I could feel my eyes close shut, and yet I continued to see. To return home from school, worriedly dialing numbers to try and locate me. I saw my brother Gino sadly sifting through my toys and clothes and finding the love letter I'd written to Mary Ellen. Why didn't I give it to her? Donald and Louie laughing at the clever joke they'd played. But then their laughter turned to tears as they stood before a gravestone.
Donald? Louie?
Chill again, and with it came the little girl.
Who are you?
Frankie. Who are you?
Melissa. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Don't you know where you'd like to be going?
To my home. In my own bed.
My mommy's lost and I can't find her. Will you help me find her?
Maddie, know where you're at?
Somebody's
take him to the station. We'll talk when you get
sober.
Go on, go on. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay?
Oh,
All right, come on, let's go home, folks. It's late. Come on.
Santa Maria, Madre Dio, pray for noi peccatori, adesso è l'ora nostra morte. Così sia. Grazie, Dio, grazie.
How do you feel, Mama? Feel better now?
Sure, you're right. Just like my new wristwatch. Fix the leaking and keep us on thinking, huh?
Shut up, you. Who cares about your wristwatch? Stop smoke before you die, too.
What's a die? Nobody's a die.
Never mind. Go find your son and say that Frankie is wake up now.
When I die, no smoke gonna kill me. It's you gonna kill me.
Ma vattene al diavolo.
Your son wants to talk to you.
Angelo, bella casa. Bella casa. Ma che fai? Perché non sta attento per sta parte, eh?
Hi, Dad.
What am I going to do with you?
Dad, it wasn't my fault. Dom and Louis locked me in. I thought I had lost my cat.
I know all about it. When you didn't show up, I made some calls. Your buddy Louis finally confessed.
Dad, something incredible happened while I was in there.
I know.
You do?
Frankie, you weren't breathing when we got there. You have any idea who hurt you?
He was a man.
What did he look like?
He was too dark. I couldn't see his face. Dad. Something else happened.
Get a load of this. You told a celebrity. A big star.
Who told him I was 10?
Listen to that voice. Now he even sounds like a toad.
Do you know, how many times have I told you not to call your brother names?
I wasn't calling him names.
You want a toad, Gino. You call him a frog.
I didn't call him a frog. I call him a toad.
What's the difference?
I give up. Where's the food? Charlie, go smoke a cigarette. Stop making trouble. Go ahead.
Oh. First she tells me you're going to die for smoke. And now she's going to sing at my funeral, huh?
That's right. Huh? I'm not going to sing at your funeral. I'm going to on top of the dirt so I get rid of you, my face.
Shut up.
It's all there. Whole story. 11 kids molested and killed in the past 10 years. They're all from the city, except for the first one. And Richie Shylock.
You remember Richie, don't you, Tom? We were in the sixth grade together. He was the class brain. Got ease with his eyes closed. Probably would have been a doctor, a lawyer, something brainy like that. Just think, Toad, you could have made an even dozen and really been famous.
That's enough.
That's it. No more crazy stories.
I was just kidding around. Trying to lighten things up.
It's no funny, Gino.
What you have chose to do?
Sorry, Frankie. Didn't mean it.
I'll get it.
Hello? Oh, yes, just a minute. Angelo! La polizia.
Hello?
Al, this is Ray. I'm down at the courthouse. Yeah, well, they hit him with 11 counts murder, one assault.
That's right.
Naomi, smile for your daddy.
The preliminary's this afternoon. On top of that, the DA says they're going to hold him over for the grand jury, no bail. Oh, they're bringing him out now. Yeah. Hold on a minute.
Ray, what's going on?
First victim believed to have been murdered in Cliffside Park, her body thrown to the waters below from the notorious Widow's Peak. The Peak, a popular spot with young people, is also the haunting ground of the legendary Lady in White. Reported by city and local used to be a mysterious, long-robed woman who roams the cliffs at night.
Mama, we got a surprise.
Okay.
You awake?
I see. Come on. Come on in. Let's go and see.
Go.
Frankie? Look who's here.
Hey. Hey, Broken Arrow.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Frankie?
Phil, why you call Frankie Broke Arrow?
Because, Mama, whenever we go for target practice with that warp bow of his, the arrow curves away from the bullseye, hits the side of the hill, and breaks in two. So, from now on, no more Broken Arrow. That's for me and Tony.
See?
Thanks, Phil. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, you're welcome, Frankie. Hey, at least it looks good for you. Whoa, Gina.
What are you doing with all those papers?
It's a gold mine. If Frankie autographs them, I'll get 50 cents apiece.
The kids are regular Howard Hughes.
Charge Harold Williams with murder this morning. Help without the help.
You're kidding me. Janet.
Ray Saunders just called. Said he was hiding in the boiler room at the school. Been there all night.
Black son of a bitch. Unbelievable. I was just there this morning to prep the furnace for Monday.
Well, he claimed he'd gotten drunk and fallen asleep.
All these years of sending my kids to that school, watching them like a hawk, knowing that maniac was still out there. I thought they'd nail some guy from the city.
Well, he says he didn't do it.
Of course, that's what he says. What else is he going to say?
Why would he do it? He's got children of his own.
Oh, why do any of these bastards who go after kids do it? They're sick. I'm going to go close up.
Frankie. kid's amazing. He loved the boat. I almost lost him, Billy. He's gonna be all right. He's tough, he's a fighter. Thanks after you. You're like a brother to me, you know that? What's like a brother? We grew up together. Slept in the same room. Fought like cats and dogs. That reminds you of a couple of other kids we just happened to meet. You know, when we were kids, nothing frightened me more than the thought of losing my parents. Then I watched it happen to you. Both of them within a year. If it hadn't been for your mother and father, I don't know what I would have done. It took a lot of strength to deal with a loss like that.
Stuff.
A lot of mixed emotions. But questa la vita. Eventually you grow up. You grow out of them. I used to think fear was something you grow out of, like being afraid of the dark. But now with Marion gone, you know, Philly, the thing that scares me the most is the thought of losing one of my kids.
In Mississippi, James Meredith, the first Negro to enroll at the all-white University of Mississippi, will begin classes on Monday. Meredith's presence on campus earlier this month resulted in full-scale riots and the deployment of 3,500 federal troops.
Dear God, please bless Mama and Papa, Gino and Dad. All the departed souls. Please bless Melissa. Amen.
Thank you.
eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. Praise be to the Lord. This morning, we have reason to give special thanks. Frankie Scarlatti is well and is still with us. Our merciful Savior has blessed us with his presence. But what of the other children who are no longer with us? What has become of them? They have found the eternal peace which we all yearn for. They are forever in one with the Almighty Father in heaven. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry.
I don't believe that.
Agnes, please.
It's Mrs. Chilak.
Why did our Richie have to die? Why wasn't he spared? Your boy's no better than mine. That murderer of hers that killed him. Now he's gonna die too. I spit on you. I spit on your murdering husband.
For what happened back there, Manny. Thank you.
Weeks went by, and the days grew shorter. That year, time had a way of dragging on forever in Willow Point Falls. At show and tell, wise guy Donald introduced Miss Ladella to the limbo.
Now, do you know where the Caribbean is? San Juan. No, you have to get a pole up. Boop, 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 boop. No, no, that won't do. Boop, 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 boop. Up, no, you don't understand. Up, there, boop.
Christmas was coming, and all the preparations had begun. Mama baked Christmas cookies for the decorating ceremonies.
Hey, Mama, what's that? Hey, Pesce San Juan Open Dopo!
Phil brought the tree, just as he had every year.
Yeah. Mama!
That's it.
Dad and Gino hung lights. Oh, Tony was there, too. And Papa? Well, Papa lent a hand wherever needed.
Now, leave me alone.
You rotten kid.
As for me, I'd grown up just a little bit more than I was supposed to, I think. Responsibility had become my constant companion. And I was no longer afraid of things I could not see. Everybody's got to have a place to be alone. I had my thinking tree. It helped me think about things and figure stuff out.
Frankie?
Hi, Mr. Lowry.
Hi, what you doing up there?
Oh, just thinking.
Ah, you know, I dropped off that package you've been waiting for.
You did?
Uh-huh. All the way from Lincoln, Nebraska. Right.
Wipe your feet. It's in your bedroom.
Frankie can verify that it wasn't Williams that attacked him.
Come on, Ray. You've talked to Frankie. He told you it was too dark to tell.
They're going to put Harold Williams away, I guarantee.
Where's their proof?
He was in the building, Al. What the hell was he doing there in the middle of the night?
He got drunk and passed out.
His goddamn prints were all over that cloakroom.
And all over the rest of the school. He works there, for Christ's sakes. He's a janitor.
I'm telling you, that doesn't matter. This case has been making monkeys out of all of us for the past 10 years. Harold Williams is a perfect scapegoat. He's black. There's something else, Al. That little Montgomery girl. Ten years ago, we found what in that cloakroom? It matched her type. I know that she was killed there.
Hey, what's going on?
Phil!
Whoa, calm down, partner.
There was a little girl. I saw her. She was killed in the cloakroom. Sheriff Saunders knows it. Then I heard something fall into the furnace grate. So I went back and found some stuff down there.
What stuff? What kind of stuff?
It was kid stuff. Stuff that had fallen down in there. It was all kid stuff. Except for the ring.
What?
It was his ring. Maybe that's what he came back to get.
What are you mumbling about?
Because they were putting in the new furnace. He knew they might find it.
What? Frankie.
Dad, I gotta talk to you.
Hey! Mama's on the warpath again. It's time to eat.
All right, tell her we'll be right there. Frankie, go downstairs and help your grandma set the table.
But, Dad!
Go ahead.
Signore e signori, buon pomeriggio. Good evening. Da KTYM, Tony De Bruno vi presenta Italia Musicale.
Frankie, pass the regatta.
Thank you.
Somebody's been into my trunk again.
Wasn't me.
Nothing in there that would be of any interest to either one of you. So stay out. Capisce?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Where's Pa?
He's burning himself because I hide these cigarettes.
What?
I hope you take off your new wristwatch before you drown yourself.
Son of a bitch!
That's it! Come out, Danny!
Oh, shut up!
All right.
Did you find yourself a man? I put them in the drain.
Mad Miss Amanda Harper was the town recluse. She used to give the kids piano lessons, but that was way before my time. Before she went crazy and tried to burn her house down while she laid in bed laughing at the inferno all around her. They put her away after that, but she eventually came home. I personally had never seen her, but I often heard her playing the piano when I passed her house.
It's Frankie!
Guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing.
We're going to the cottage. You want to come?
No. I promised my dad I'd be home before dark. Besides, I have to finish delivering these greeting cards.
What's the matter? Afraid the lady in white will get you?
No.
Then what are you waiting for? Hop on.
If I deliver in a spooky joint like that.
Shh.
Jeez.
Go. real slow.
I'm not touching anything. Would you just do what I tell you? What are you waiting for? Donald isn't to get away.
You know, call a doctor quick.
What for?
Save my unborn child.
But you won't be doing all your covers for a while.
Oh, shit. I thought you were asleep.
Come on, get up. Be serious. I saw her.
Who?
The lady in white.
What?
Melissa's mother is the lady in white.
Who's Melissa?
Melissa Montgomery. 10 years ago, she was killed in the cloakroom. I saw it happen.
Are you going to tell Dad I do it under the covers? Because if you do, I'll tell him you went into his trunk. I have proof.
Listen to me! Mom used to say, sometimes when someone dies violent, they can't rest in peace. I heard something fall into the furnace grate. That's what the person who tried to kill me came looking for.
Looking for what?
I thought it was the bread, but it was this. Oh, my God. I must have lost it.
Lost what?
The ring. That's what the killer came looking for. It was in the grate.
What kind of ring?
It's a graduating ring, like the one Chickie got last summer, but very old.
Well, come on, Toad. You better get back before Dad lynches us both.
But, Gino, I've got to find it. It's the only thing
come
that'll...
Come on, I'm tired. Let's go. Hey, you know what? I heard the weathermen say it's going to snow until Bend County. I might get lucky.
Yeah, lucky.
Thank you.
It's okay, Papa. It's Gino.
I thought was Grandma caught me smoke.
I won't tell if you won't.
No, but that's okay. That's a good one.
Lady in white.
Go home.
No. Don't you see? He's taking her to the cliffs.
Toad, wait!
Mommy?
Frankie, you okay?
Come ti senti? Huh? How you feel?
Horrible. What time is it?
Le 3:30. Huh? 3:33.
3:30.
That's what I said. What's the matter? You understand English?
Well, why didn't you wake me up for school?
Why? I tell you why. You're so sick, you don't remember that you should call over this morning.
I did?
I think maybe you got pneumonia. Oh, God forbid. Because all night the window was open. Here.
Where's Frankie?
A school. What do you think? Phil, you want more cafe?
Basta, Mama. I've had enough. I promised your brother I'd pick him up after school and take him out for some target practice.
I want to come.
You? Pacho, si. Are you crazy? You don't want no place.
Where's Dad?
Where you care? Where is your father? You're sick! So don't make me lose my temperature.
It's temper, Mama. I've got a temperature.
And me too. So don't make me mad.
Yeah. Arrivederci, Mama.
Arrivederci, Phil. Bye-bye. Too much talk. No work. Come on, Gilda, we try the other end.
No, Mama.
Come on.
Oh. Ow!
Signore mio.
Thanks, Johnny.
Nick! Nick!
What's up?
You're letting him go. Grand jury refused to indict.
Insufficient evidence.
It's have to be. DA's mad as hell.
Well,
how do you feel, Mr. Williams?
I feel fine, just fine.
You've been good answer.
Well, these fine gentlemen are going to take me back to jail. I'm going to get my things and go home to my family.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Jim Elliott, WGAC reporter, live at the Gabriel County Courthouse. Harold Williams, the accused suspect involved in the Eastside Child murders, has just been released by the grand jury on grounds of insufficient evidence.
Where are you going, Agnes?
I want to apologize. I'll be home waiting for you.
I'll be coming home.
Mr. Williams?
Hello, Miss Chandler.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry for all the trouble you've been through.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you.
Kind. Very kind. That's for my Richie.
Maddie,
wait.
Up there. Up there. Okay. Can you walk? All right. Nice and easy. She's in shock.
Give us some room, will you, please?
Here's the Herald. Please.
Shot.
A.R.S. Angelo Adolfo Scarlatti. M.B.T. M.P.T. M.P.T. M.P.T.
Michael. Philip Terragrossa. Phil.
Wow. I'll never be that good.
Nah. Just takes a little practice, that's all. You have to train your mind not to think about anything else except your target.
It's getting late. Mama's probably already made dinner.
About you and I, we're going to talk.
I'm tired.
Okay, we'll talk on the way home. But what do you say we have one more shot at that bullseye before we go, huh?
All right.
Good. Okay, ready? I want you to keep your eye on the bullseye and your left arm straight. That's it. Keep your eye on the target. Pull back. Hold your breath. Release. Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all.
I don't believe it.
They're going to make a marksman out of you yet, Broken Arrow. Well, let's pack up. You take these things, I'll get to target. Those keys, I'll take you home and get you some chow. What's the matter? Come on. Open the door. Please. Frankie. Open the door!
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. See? Now, you got to listen to me, Broken Arrow. That night in the cloakroom, I didn't know it was you. I mean, I couldn't see you behind the mask. I mean, if I'd known it was you, I never would have come. No. Frankie, don't. Boy, please, give me the ring and I won't say anything about it. Nobody has to hear anything about it. Your dad doesn't even have to know.
Oh, God. I could never face him if he knew. Where is it? Give me the ring! Ah!
Her how. And her mother. How beautiful she was. And how she loved her little girl. She lived and died for her. I wanted to die, too, but they wouldn't let me. What is the good of living when all that you love is gone? Even in death, she couldn't rest. I know. I see her roaming the cliffs at night, searching for her little girl. Calling out her name. Melissa.
all these years. How well I've kept her for you, Anne. Her room. All her little things. I've kept them. All for you. My beloved sister.
Frankie!
Dad?
Billy, no! Dad!